Podcast 18.
Spotcast. Whoa, short intro, dude. Anyway, hello everybody.
Hello. Oh, happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Yes. Hope you had a merry Christmas.
We're back after our
extended break.
Yeah.
Or extended rip.
It was rather extended, wasn't it?
Yeah. Where the fuck were you? That's
Scotland.
Yeah, I know. What, couldn't
Scotland.
Find a couldn't find a pub.
Or a piece of wet string. Like,
It was cold and a dog ate your homework, and then you got chased by pirates.
That's the one. The pirate stole the dog.
Pirate ninjas stole the dog.
So yes, dear listeners, we are awfully sorry that we missed out on 2 weeks of spodcasting, but I'm sure you got over it very quickly.
Ninja puppies, and it's only 1 week.
It's only 1 week? We missed 2 weeks.
21st, 28th, now. Oh yeah, it's 2 weeks, sorry.
One, steel underpants.
It's been a very long day.
Three, profit.
Oh God.
Yes.
Anyway, do we have anything to talk about?
No, you should go.
Oh, yes, Elliot had a question.
Yeah, I have this idea for things to talk about, you see.
Go on then.
Well, I thought, seeing as everybody else is doing a review of the year that was 2005, we might as well belatedly jump on that bandwagon.
Oh, good idea.
Okie doke.
So, yeah, 2005, shit happened. We started. Right.
We did.
What are we talking about next?
actually, that's an idea. Potted history of the Spodcast.
Yeah. In the beginning, there wasn't much, and then there was episode two.
I have to say, episode one is the most downloaded.
Well, that's only because it's episode one.
Well, no, because, you know...
It's all those collectors who think they can sell it for 30 quid later.
They're living in a dream world. Anyway.
Yes. Yes, one of Jared's comic collecting friends.
14th of August. Blimey, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, your question was, what's the one thing that happened on the internet this last year that changed your life?
Yeah, because there's got to be something. Your life has to have changed in the last year.
And it has to be because of something that happened on the internet?
Well, yeah, what else do you do, Jared? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I think to start off with, there's got to be this thing. Certainly changed my life.
Well, this podcast.
I'm a better person for it, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Or I didn't mean to
sound so insincere.
Aha!
Anyway.
This podcast changed us. This won't change me, no.
It did change us. It did change us. We actually talk to each other now instead of just typing to each other.
But we did that on golf.
That's true, we did. Which we haven't done for a long time. We keep saying we will do one.
Because this podcast has taken over.
Yeah, well, I think we should record a podcast while we play.
I agree with that.
So do I.
Right, yeah, next week.
It'll never happen.
The one where you say that it changed you. That's the thing. You know when you're watching a lottery and the people who win it, they say, oh, I've won these millions, but it won't change me.
Yeah, it already has.
I hate them. I hate them because they live in a river in Egypt. So they're in denial. Most importantly, If it's not going to change your life, why do it? If I win the lottery, it'll be cocaine off horse tits, fast cars, speedboats, mansions.
Yeah.
Hang on, don't forget my hosting facility.
Oh, of course, your hosting facility. Yeah, start a business.
Oh, I think stupid hardware is way top of the list.
Oh, speaking of which.
If he's staying in a council house, he deserves shooting.
Yeah, true.
I'm sorry, right, but when they say... I've just won the lottery and it won't change me. Then I'm sorry, but it already has because you're now a sanctimonious twat, whereas you weren't yesterday.
And I'll still do my job down the chip, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't. I'll still go and clean the school. No, I don't really feel like it today. Fuck them. Children in need? Stay in need!
That is the first thing you do, though, isn't it? The first thing you do is go into work and say to your boss, Oh, I don't want to do any work today.
No, no, it isn't. No, you don't bother going in. You send somebody.
Yes.
Because normally people will not be coming in today. Or no, no. Ever.
You ring your boss's boss and say, trot down and tell my boss I've quit.
Tell Stinky on floor 3 that he's one man down.
Yeah, you just send a minion.
Yes.
Yeah, you just, the first thing is you get a minion, then you send
exactly.
It.
No, you're
I don't think you need to try to get minions when you've won the lottery.
Wireframing.
You wireframing Spadge.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, bang. Anyway, as I was saying, speaking of
yes.
Ridiculous hardware and stuff like that, periodically I like to go onto the Apple site because I'm a bit of a dreamer and just
yes.
price up my ideal G5. Or my
and
ideal
you're
Mac.
Always shocked
yeah.
by
it jumped by $5,000 over Christmas. Because
they added
a couple of things. I can't remember what, but I just go down the list and, you know, select what I think
switch.
I'd actually use.
Whoa, gone
out. I wish my fucking wireframe would have.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I used to do that, and I just kind of stopped when I realised there's only so many SCSI drives you can fit in a box.
Oh yeah, but they give you the limit. But
yeah.
It's not SCSI now, it's SATA.
He said SATA. He said box.
Well, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
What?
I'm going to go onto the Apple Store and spec myself up a new Mac Mini.
You're going to spec yourself up the apple of your eye?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
why haven't they used that yet? I wonder.
Because they have taste?
Yeah.
Because they already made an iMac.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear God. Somebody
shoot
Spadge.
That's painful. Why are you getting a Mini?
Where the hell do you think the eye came from?
Internet.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, the eye came from Steve Jobs wanting it all to be about him.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Otherwise, it would be a major, it would be an uppercase I. It was because the iMac was the first internet-ready, straight-out-of-the-box, comes with a modem and Ethernet Mac.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't agree with that.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think that's like a backronym right there.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't use the E hyphen because somebody already did until they...
Because E-Machines already had it.
Although
yeah,
there is an EMAC,
the
isn't
EMAC,
there?
But that was once the iMac was established.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the iMac was never established.
Oh, the day it came out, it was an icon.
Don't get into icons.
Well, don't start with
have
that.
Have you heard about this icon thing?
No, it's an icon.
Yes. I'll tell you what.
That's the title of a book about...
The government is funding... Research. For those who don't know, the government is funding this study into what the icons of Englishness. And do you know what I think the main icon of being English is? Having to have a government, or rather taxpayer-funded study to figure out what the icons are of being English. That's so English.
What our Welsh friend Nick Thomas said earlier. Oh, no, it's British, because Alice in Wonderland is Welsh. No, she isn't. Sorry, but she just isn't ever in any way Welsh. You can have Peter Pan, maybe.
Ashley's.
Ashley's in Sunderland. Sunderland,
yeah.
You see, but she was Welsh and called it Sunderland. And
okay.
You like Alice?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, but I came up with the quintessential, which was the businessman in a bowler hat drinking a cup of tea with his umbrella hanging off his arm while doing the time crossword on a Routemaster bus. You can't get much more English than that.
I think they're looking for one thing, though.
Yeah, well,
is where your downfall is.
It's going to be chicken tikka masala again.
No, it's got to be a faceless committee of politicians' wives.
Yeah.
That is the quintessential Englishness.
Yeah.
Speaking of quintessential Englishness, can I just mourn the downfall of Charles Kennedy for just a minute? Okay, I'm done.
Why? Because he was lying drunk.
Moving swiftly on.
Yeah.
And also...
A lying drunk was that, Jared?
Yeah. Did you describe him as English, then?
The Scottish person.
The Scottish man.
From the Western Isles.
I didn't call him English, no. I just segued from English.
But he's Scottish. But never mind.
Yes.
He's from the Western Isles. I'm sorry, he's not Scottish. He's
Inverness,
Viking.
It's the yellow tie.
Vikings never got to the Western Isles, they got to the Northern Isles.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
The Viking invasion came round down the top, past the Orkneys, down the Western Isles, into Ireland, and across into England.
Yeah, but if you go to the Western Isles, you can actually just see it's more Knights Templar than anything else.
Well, yeah, because they were there after the Vikings.
Yeah, but the Templar graves are very, very nice.
Yeah, and I imagine that you'll find a nice few longboats. Yeah, buried boats.
Buried longboats.
Yeah. Nice. Because that's what everybody wants to find in their back garden, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck me, it's a king's burial mound with boats and everything.
With his gold and his swords and his doers.
Yeah. So, do you want to know what the one thing on the internet that has changed my life then this year?
Oh, go on, enlighten us.
Ass!
Ah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. You and this ass. No, sorry, ass. No.
It has changed my life veritably.
Yeah.
Because
you weren't spending enough time on racing games before.
Well, I was, but not on like open servers online and stuff.
Okay.
And that caused me to get that little bit better at it.
If it were made in the UK, would it actually be called Auto Racing Sim E-Magazine?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, God. Fantastic. Anyway.
Yeah. And yes. Is this online racing helping you at all?
Yeah.
How are you getting on with the ring?
What kind of racing goes on here?
Brown. Sorry.
We were in UPS trucks on Friday, so yes, quite brown.
Which is brown.
Oh yes, I saw a screenshot of that. Someone posted.
They were hilarious. Yeah. We did three laps of that, which was just basically bouncing off each other and driving like hooligans very slowly.
Okay. So
speaking
typical
of racing,
typical day.
But yeah, my endeavours with the ring, I've managed to get 4 days of practice in.
Let's spell out the Nürburgring. Just in case people have images.
Bollocks, I just realised I'm supposed to be in the show notes, aren't I? I have no notes yet at all.
So there's a couple of links there for you.
Okay, so during the song, you can tell me what we spoke about at the beginning, unless you can remember now.
What song?
Yeah, we got a song.
No, I'm talking about the Nürburgring. You can put your fucking song on the back burner.
Oh, but you forget. I can cut you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not nice.
Who's
no,
hosting the conference?
Who's hosting the podcast?
SharedServer.net, aren't they?
Who's recording the podcast?
Wonderful hosting company.
Yeah, they are. They're expanding, you know.
Oh, goody. More servers.
Yep.
That could be good value for money for any customers coming on board now.
If they ever finish setting them up. It should be tomorrow, with a bit of luck.
Is it proving more arduous than, say, I don't know, a lap of the Nürburgring?
Well,
no, nothing.
Curious you should say that. Sitting in a chair at home on a computer, there's not really that much difference. It has to be said. Yes, I do. Joe, I was up, all right, on New Year's Eve, until 6 o'clock in the morning, working.
Right.
Why?
Because it had to be done when no one cared, and that was the only time
I could think of.
Do you
know what's really funny?
No one would notice it.
Do you know what's really funny? Annie,
you were up until 6 o'clock
thing
in the morning doing arse stuff.
No, Anniverse did exactly the same thing. They thought, we'll move the server when nobody's using it.
You've got to do these
and
things.
And how many people complained?
No one.
Nobody could get onto it for 5 days because they fucked it up. Because having moved it, they then couldn't get it to work, and then they needed some bit for it or another, and they couldn't get one for 5 days because it was New Year.
Well, in that case, I'd like to state that my server was in exactly the same state when I started as it was when I finished.
What, broken?
Let's not go there today. Anyway.
So, yeah. My endeavours
yes.
on the ring, which is, for those people who weren't listening last time we mentioned it, it's about 15 miles and 174 corners.
What's your time and the car you're using, then?
The car I'm using is a 1967 Formula One Ferrari.
Lovely.
Oh, it is. And
what's your lap time?
No, I actually managed to do a lap without hitting anything, so it's my first actual proper lap that I can count as being a lap on my fourth session on Saturday. And it was 8 minutes 46.
Now,
that's faster than
tell
Sabine
me,
in a van.
Is that good or bad?
That's
it's
faster
good.
Than Sabine in a van.
Yeah, but she was in a van.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
It's
cool.
Faster than her when she was driving the Jag.
Yeah, well, yeah. A diesel Jag,
well,
we should
diesel,
say.
Yes, diesel.
Yeah. You can't really compare it to anything else other than there are people out there who are Nürburgring experts in Grand Prix Legends who can do it in under 8 minutes.
Mm. And there are those who can't.
And a lot of people are like will who are getting good will say, right, my next target is like 8:30 or 8:15 or so. Yeah. Yeah, around about the 8:30, 8:15 mark is where I'd actually like to be. But I think in four sessions getting down to 8:46 is pretty damn good.
It's not bad. Have you started to learn the bits that flow?
The what?
The bits that flow.
Yeah.
So you know what comes after what?
Oh yeah, I know the track.
Oh good.
There's
oh, in that case it's
there's sort of like all sorts of aids and things that you can get to help you learn it. One of them lets you do the Nürburgring in sections.
That's cheating if you ask me.
Yeah,
Didn't we discuss this last podcast?
I just sat down and learnt it as a track. And yes, it was very frustrating for the first day.
Lovely.
As you just like try. Yeah? We were.
We've not discussed Christmas yet, have we?
Christmas?
Has it been Christmas?
Since Christmas, yeah. Anyone get anything good?
No.
No.
God, I must be the only one that made that all right then.
Well, I don't really do Christmas, so I have low expectations, and they're pretty much met every year.
Cool. Well, there we go. That's kind of pissed on my straw.
No, go on then. What was your special gift?
Oh, apart from the PSP, you mean?
Another one.
Actually, excuse me, half a
PSP. Number three.
Half a PSP.
Yeah, there's remaining half of the PSP. The remaining half.
Oh, speaking of which, I still haven't posted
three.
That for you. It's sitting on my desk waiting for me to do it.
Half a what?
For all of those, all of those listeners out there, Stutt picked me up a copy of Everybody's Golf, which was the game that was in my PSP when it was stolen.
It's worth saying another copy.
Another copy. But for Christmas I got Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories and the Star Wars, what's it called? Star Wars Battlefront 2. And Grand Theft Auto, I just fell straight into it and started playing it and haven't stopped yet.
I found it really hard to control when I tried it.
Yeah, but
on the PC it's so much easier.
The what?
On the PC it's so much easier to control.
Oh, yeah, 'cause you've got a mouse. But I learned it on a PSP 2 first. Staying at a friend's house over the weekend. But Star Wars Battlefront, I tried to get into it.
PS2?
A PS2.
Right.
I knew what you meant.
So did I. Star I just Wars. Wanted to, like, just...
Humiliate him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the Star Wars game is difficult to get into. I know it's going to take me an hour to learn the basic controls and stuff. So once I've got a spare hour, I'm going to invest that in learning how to use the damn thing, and then I might get into that game.
Yeah.
What's all that about then, eh?
It's like a first-person shooter, or is it a third-person shooter?
Yeah, no, first, you look at it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry, is it?
I think it's third.
A third, yeah.
But I tried it briefly, I'm now trying to remember. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Hard to learn to control.
Right.
But I'm sure I can. And when I get the time to invest in it, I will do so.
Excellent.
Yay.
So you've got another PlayStation Portable?
Yes, this is PSP number 3. And let's see how long this one lasts before it gets stolen, destroyed by cats, or broken generally.
Oh, speaking of good games, if you haven't tried Lego Star Wars, you have to.
I hear wonderful things about it.
It rocks, okay? I'm sorry, but there is no better game in the world.
Then I shall have to try it out.
It's the one where they say that it's the only Star Wars game that you can kill Jar Jar Binks in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
The first, I started playing.
Scarily enough, you can beat him as well.
To learn it.
Jared is him.
To learn it. He's a whack now.
That's why we call him Jared. Jared Binks.
Jared's the normal one, I thought.
Yeah, what was that description?
The elf, the normal guy, and the giant.
So I'm the normal guy.
According to was it Cannonball on
Cannonball Gun
on Crash to Desktop or whatever they're called.
I'm going to link to that for the show notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's it's Cannonball with a very nice avatar, it has to be said. Okay, who's who? The elf, the normal guy, and the guy who sounds like a giant?
Well, I'm obviously the elf.
Okay.
Yeah, because you are.
Yeah.
Because I'm gay and whiny.
Okay.
Have we actually clarified to our wonderful listeners that you're not actually gay, you just sound gay?
We have wonderful listeners. Oh, sorry, we should say that.
I thought Ned knew that already.
Oh, does
last
he?
Time I turned him down.
We're going to have to get him back on now so he can defend himself.
Yeah.
So he can give Ned. I mean...
Anyway.
Oh, don't even go there.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
What? Anyway.
No, never mind.
Let's say something about the music and then play some. Please.
Okay, what are you going to tell us about this music?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologise for the last couple of episodes because my Mac has, cocked it up, basically. Apparently it doesn't like playing and recording music on the same machine, on the same hard drive. So this week we have a USB 2 device attached to my Mac, so hopefully it should not do it.
Which unfortunately isn't quite FireWire.
Not... Considering it's USB, it would have trouble. Although yeah. I have to say, it does have FireWire ports on it. I just can't find the cable. Anyway,
do you know how much better FireWire is than USB?
Do you know how much
that.
Of a mess my room is in?
I think we should discuss that after we've heard the music.
I think yes. That's a good idea.
Let's talk about this band because we know them so well.
We do. They're like favourites of ours, aren't they?
Top preparation that we did. Again, we didn't have any music, so I just went onto the Podsafe Music Network. And found this band called Amplifico.
And we like the sound of the name.
We like the sound of the name, and I listened to a couple of their tracks and decided to play this one called All Your Sins. They're from Edinburgh in Scotland, for those who don't know.
Which is not England.
Come on, Edinburgh, yes it is.
Edinburgh is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the English end of Scotland.
Absolutely.
The Edinburgh accent is actually English.
You'll have had your tea.
Tell you you two have that conversation while we're playing it.
Okay.
Anyway, they've been in band since they were age 13, so have had basically no life by the sounds of it. So it should fit in here well.
I don't know, I think being in bands counts as a life.
Does it?
In most...
More so than spodcasting.
Yeah, I was going to say, in most circles, yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much epitomizes it, actually.
So here we go, and if this skips, I do apologise, we'll... smack my Mac into submission. So here we go.
2, 3, 4.
Clinky plonky.
Belittled, declassified. Tell me best about the blinking in our little eyes. Disgusted, you're fishing. But compliments I don't intend to be given, because I don't feel me today. The whispers, don't be as we sway the boundaries and lines of cotton dreams all stitched in time. You found all your sins and threw them away. You found all your sins and threw them away. You found all your sins, threw them away. You the compromise in every detail just to be color all our lights in the flicker of the screen. I think I suffer. Only time will tell. Don't Look, I'd like to rattle a few. You found all your sins and threw them away. You found all your sins and threw them away. You found all your sins, threw them away. Yeah. You found all your sins and threw them away. Yeah, yeah. What's the big deal where the bad folks go? Get a life, or do I even care that much to say? What's the big deal where the bad folks go? Get a life, or do I even care that much to say? What's the big deal where the bad folks go? Get a life, or do I even care that much to say? What's the big deal where the bad folks go? Get a life, or do I even care that much to say?
Have a good cough. Yeah.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Okay. Right, so that was Amplifico. Yay.
Yay.
Is it any good? Because we can't hear it.
They are actually very good.
I'm going to have to listen to it when this podcast comes.
Well, I need to figure out a way to route the music down to you guys. There must be a way to do it.
Well, actually, I was reading the Icons website. And it was saying how English chicken tikka masala is. They just forget to mention it was invented in Scotland. Anyway, enough of that later.
You should write to them.
Oh, yeah, write to your local MP and complain, Jared.
Oh, I live in France.
You don't have one, do you?
No.
So, face it, really, you're not allowed an opinion.
No.
So, shut
Elliot,
up.
Elliot, you should email them.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say, stop wasting all this tax money on frivolous crap.
Note the way you didn't say my tax money.
Oh, bloody right. I'm a tax burden, not a payer.
My tax dollars!
Dollars? Where the hell are you living now?
Oh, I live everywhere.
We're going to discuss. I want to discuss what this crappy USB versus wonderful Firewire.
Oh, go on then.
Fire in a wire.
That's about it. I can't be arsed anymore. Firewire's better. Get used to it.
Yeah, I know.
Get over
Firewire,
it.
Firewire might be better, but USB 2 is faster.
No, it isn't. Not in real terms. You do throughput tests and your Firewire will always come out faster.
I have so many more, better things to do.
Well, what you do, right?
Like this.
Okay, right. I accept the challenge.
Oh, God.
The challenge is, send me all of your Firewire and USB 2 drives.
Oh, hang on, and you'll need a Mac, a decent PC, and for argument's sake, let's say...
What's wrong with my PC?
Okay, just a Mac then.
I mean, I'm not turning it down if it's offered.
No, Stutz, you've got a USB drive with a FireWire port.
It actually has both on the back, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Do some read-write tests.
No, seriously, I have far better things to do with my time.
Well, okay, in that case, take it from me, you'll find the Firewire considerably faster.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. The music did not skip.
Yay!
Yay! That's wonderful.
Of course, that doesn't mean it didn't skip in sound, because I wasn't actually listening to it. Audio Hijack tells me when it skips.
So I just hope that it didn't really skip.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Which, incidentally,
knows it's doing it, but it doesn't actually do anything to prevent it.
Well, it can't prevent it. That's the thing. It can't write to the drive fast enough or something. I don't know why it's doing it. Adam Curry has the same problem. That's good enough for me. Because he has the money to go down to PC World and just buy two Macs of a Saturday afternoon, as he did to solve his problem.
I think that's brilliant because anybody who goes to PC World to buy a Mac has more money than sense on two counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Is Audio Hijack a Haxi? Does it require Ape?
What?
Which is the one that requires Ape?
I've never heard of Ape, so I don't think it's Audio Hijack.
Are we back onto monkey sex again?
Oh, pardon? When did we start on that?
Oh, it's one of those things that we do over at Crash Test Dummies. There's a running joke with one of the people there about...
Sorry, this. You do it or you talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a joke there about this man and his monkey love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, enough about monkey love. Hot monkey love. Yes. What's the other one that's not Audio Hijack?
Me and my monkey. I don't know.
Audacity?
No. It's a thing that hijacks your audio.
Oh, that would be...
Audio Hijack.
Nope.
Soundflower?
No.
Piss Flowers!
God damn it. There was another one that you were testing two of them at the time. You were testing Audio Hijack and the other one.
Was I?
God, all the Mac users now listening to the Spodcast are
screaming
going,
it.
It's so and so.
I was playing with a win. We used to do it on Windows. The first few episodes were recorded on Windows.
Yeah, but then you decided to test Audio Hijack and do this and something else.
I bought Audio Hijack. Thank you very much.
Wiretap.
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 I've never tried Wiretap.
Wiretap is the other one that does the same thing as Audio Hijack, apparently.
Please don't tell me it's cheaper. I don't want to know.
Seriously, don't.
I really don't want to know. Audio Hijack told me it had an update waiting when I started it, so must do that after this.
Wiretap is $19.
Okay, Audio Hijack I think was the same. Might have been
a
bit more.
A cross grade from Audio Hijack to Wiretap is $9.
Well, I might have to try it, see what it's like. Send me a link.
It'll be in the show notes.
Of course it will, yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure one of these...
Just like everything else will be, right, Jared?
Oh, yeah. Which is why it would never, ever be put on my system, because Haxis suck.
I mean, I have to say that the Audio Hijack has blown me away. It really is quite smart.
What's the Haxi, then?
Haxis are by Unsanity.
Is that like
operators and patches? Yeah, that's like Goatsy.
The drivers.
They make things that change your system.
They're kernel drivers, aren't they?
Yeah, basically kernel plug-in extensiony things, not really kernel. Aqua plugins that they hijack system calls. And they supposedly do fancy things.
Oh, rootkits!
Yay! And there have been reports with, for instance, BBEdit. If it crashes and it says you've got Haxis, it says, by the way, you have Haxis. Please disable these to stop BBEdit from crashing. And lots of other stuff like that. And there's a huge debate on the Mac underground internet chatty chat. We try to find out whether the fault is with the developers who write software that breaks when you use Haxis, or whether or not Haxis are just a dangerous hack.
Of course they're dangerous.
If they're interpreting
system messages, then they're dangerous.
Yep. However, they keep saying, no, they make it perfectly good, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing wrong with them, and it's everyone's fault. If they write good code, it won't be hurt by a Haxi.
There's a company in Redmond that says that about their operating system, you know.
Yeah. Well,
anywho.
Said about that.
Yes, I have a question.
I think operating is a bit strong.
On behalf of a friend, hello Garth. What's the latest on Intel notebooks? Intel-based Apple notebooks, sorry. Intel-based Apple notebooks.
Brilliant.
I was
going to
say, they've been out for years. What's the question?
And your mate will be listening to this podcast when?
Oh, he's a regular listener.
He came round to my house
on Saturday, eh?
Will he be listening to it tomorrow? If we release this tomorrow, i.e. tomorrow being Tuesday the 10th of January 2006.
Don't tell me there's a keynote going on.
on Tuesday, 10th of January 2006. Yes, there is.
Is there tomorrow really? Is the I'm, most I'm likely... shocked. There really tomorrow... is no planning in this thing whatsoever, you know. Sorry, carry
tomorrow
on.
Tomorrow is the most likely date for the release of the first Intel iBooks.
They're going to start with the iBooks, aren't they?
Yes, they're going to start with the iBooks and the Mac Mini tomorrow, most likely.
Is that why you're after
money.
A Mini?
Yes, now you get it.
Sorry,
my
now
money
it dawns.
Is on a UMac Mini and a widescreen iBook running an Intel processor. That's my bet. And tomorrow you'll be able to know if I'm right or wrong. But
yes.
Yeah, if your mate Garth, hello Garth, you know before we do, because it comes out tomorrow and you'll have listened to
January keynotes. We've had some famous ones in the past, haven't we?
What, Apple keynotes?
On the January ones. I don't know how often they do them.
Well, they usually save the good ones for January because people don't usually buy things in January unless they're on sale.
No, it's because there's a Macworld.
Because they did the GeForce for the Mac.
Yep.
In 2001, didn't they?
That was for Macworld San Francisco is when it is. And it started today and the keynote's tomorrow morning. And we are all anticipating...
Because we tuned into that live, didn't we? And frothed over the, oh my god, look, he's got an actual graphics card in his Mac.
And it was demoing Halo?
Might
have been. Is that right? They were demoing Halo before Halo was...
Before Bungie were bought by...
Microsoft.
Yeah. Then, software company Redmond, I don't know. There's so many.
Yes.
Although it has to be said, Microsoft haven't been a bad influence on them.
Didn't they announce the release of the dual 2 GHz G5, like the one you haven't mentioned yet, Jared, in a January keynote?
No, they mentioned it, I think, in...
Nice try.
It was completely made up and whatever, but yeah, I thought I'd get it
here. Thrived. Yeah. Nicely done.
Yeah, what's our email address?
Spodcast@spodcast.org.
And for attachments?
Send us a mail, we need, pardon?
And for attachments?
For attachments, it's spodcast@gmail.com. Has anyone checked that in a year?
No, actually. Shall I check it now?
Check it now, stop! Check it now!
Anything on it?
Type louder, so it's more like reportage.
The person with the least amount of bandwidth doing this, I love it.
Well, yeah, we're too busy whoring bits on it.
Yeah, okay.
Torrent, I've heard of that. What bit?
Oh, I have to mention Hana Yori Dango.
Ooh, what the hell's the password?
Yeah, I'm just tell everybody.
Yes, everyone, you can log in as us, and you can
read our mail. Because fuck knows we don't.
Oh, that was it.
Yes.
I'm with it. I have a memory. Somewhere.
Yeah, what's this thing you're talking about?
Hannah Yori Dango.
Hannah who?
Yori Dango.
I think it means something like flowers over boys.
His flowers?
It's the most wonderful Japanese drama romance series thing.
Thing.
And it's fan subbed by SARS fan subs, and you can download it, and it's brilliant.
This sounds like Harry Potter. What the
yes,
smig?
It sounds like that.
Okay.
Thank you for the BitTorrent links because I now have 9 episodes.
Yeah,
not watched any yet, but
it's wonderful. I finished watching it last night and I was so.
Sugar?
Yeah, sorry, you've just reminded me to take blank DVDs into work tomorrow.
Take blank DVDs into work tomorrow, by the way.
Hey, start.
If
you're listening in July, right, don't forget to have taken blank DVDs into work 6 months ago.
Oh, and if you're listening next week, thanks for posting the game. It arrived.
I'll do it tomorrow because I'm meeting Megan for lunch.
And if you're listening next week, thanks for posting the game. It arrived and I didn't have to kill you.
Yeah, that's good actually, because then they'll know where to look if I end up dead.
Yeah, it was Jared. It will have been Jared in the past.
Oh, and anyone in the UK that's walking past HMV.
Yeah.
As you do, you know.
If you go in there,
Sorry, so, how freaky would it be if someone is actually listening to this walking past HMV?
Anyway, I imagine they would, oh, I don't know, maybe blink. Maybe even smirk, but...
If anyone does, email us.
They'll walk into HMV and they will look at the price of the Firefly box set, 18 quid.
Really?
Four discs, 18 quid. An amazing price. I bought one for the in-laws.
Have you been to the new Serenity forum?
Yeah.
Oh, because the brown coats have died.
Yeah, but
you can't stop
moved.
The signal.
You can't stop the signal. They moved.
Oh god, that's why they killed it. That's they only killed it to
piss us off. No,
to reinforce that you can't stop the signal.
Exactly.
Thing.
Exactly. No, you have to go there and look at the cleavage thread.
There's always one of them.
Yes, you do.
You really do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. Not going to get a link for that. Firefly Complete Series 4 DVD, $29.99.
Where's that from?
That's on hmv.co.uk.
It's a shame. In the shop, it was $17.99. And in Virgin, it was $19.99.
Have you noticed the reverse trend here? Things on the internet seem to be more expensive because that's where people are going. They need to bring people back into the shops.
It's like everyone was concerned about, have we discussed this already, the post office. And people were concerned that the post office would be getting hurt by the internet.
Oh,
everyone sends emails over the internet now.
Mm.
And then the post office says, no, we're quite happy, keep sending your eBays and Amazons.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And their business is up, even though they're private or rather personal mails were never a big part of their business.
That was always a service provided
as
a part of national infrastructure rather than a commercial concern like delivering parcels.
Just going back to that thread you thought I should read.
Yes.
You can barely call it a thread because there's a definite lack of threads.
Yes. And Firefly fans
tend to be women.
They're the least likely to fall over in a high wind.
Yes, they are not. They do not require airbags in a car crash.
Yeah.
My
God, there's 24 pages of this stuff.
Yes.
They have no requirements.
And it gets progressively the same.
Yeah. You know, once you've seen one.
Or two.
Or indeed three.
Not so often.
I've seen films.
Yeah.
One in particular, Something About Mars.
I was going to say, that was total rehash.
Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Negger.
Yeah. Oh, that is a fantastic... Yes. I'm
and
sorry.
Of course,
how sad to be looking at how sad to be looking at a post with that picture on it and say what a cool avatar that is. You get the guy with the dancing thing with the green legs.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's Dunfar. That's Joss Whedon.
Is it?
That's Joss Whedon, yes.
Seriously.
That's Joss Whedon dancing.
Oh,
Dunfar,
right.
Do the dance of joy.
I thought you meant the guy was Joss Whedon.
Oh, God, no. No, that animation.
I was thinking he doesn't live in Michigan, surely.
No. Yeah, so
now,
yeah.
Did you see Joss Whedon in not literally biblically in but with the bit part in Veronica Mars?
Yep.
No.
Ah, it was wonderful.
It was.
Yeah.
It was hideous, awful, horrible.
But it was actually quite an interesting episode. I think he had a hand in it.
Yeah, flavor. You think he's actually involved slightly with it, don't you?
Well, it was just like an awful lot more violent than every other episode.
Yeah.
In real shocking Joss Whedon style, you know.
Yeah.
Walk up,
yes.
Push backwards, grab him by the ankle, dang him out the window. What? Where did that come from? You were chatting a minute ago.
Yes. He's wonderful.
I am a leaf on the wind.
Indeed.
So, shouldn't have got me started reading or looking at this post.
Yes, sorry. Stop looking
it's infectious,
at
isn't it? I think that as as interesting topics go, listening to somebody browsing the internet may not be one of them.
And then I clicked on that icon and it took me a page back and look at the pictures, aren't they lovely? Click on that, and so I then clicked it with my...
Which is actually pretty much the hoops you have to jump through if you want to send somebody to buy a piece of hardware on the Apple website, isn't it?
Oh, speaking of hoops you have to jump through.
Because I had the swing line state because it didn't jam like the other state does, but then they took my red swing line away from me. And just
but I don't like didn't you get the memo?
Anyway, speaking of hoops you have to jump through.
Yeah.
Why I was a little bit late today, friends of my family, their daughter's at university and she came back.
Hold on. Before you go any further, you said... I'm going to nip... on my way home, I'm going to quickly install Norton, and I'll be home by 8 o'clock. And I thought, you really don't get it, do you? When you go to install... If anyone says, install an antivirus, that's it.
It was
they
easy.
Have a virus, you need to spend hours...
No, that wasn't it.
Go on,
She bought a Packard Bell, mistake number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know I used to sell them. Okay. It came with a 60... 40, however long they do it for, day trial of Norton's internet safe and secure thing.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what it is. And as the time went on, it started popping up the message saying you need to buy this.
Yes.
So they went out to a shop and bought it, rather than renewing it online. They stick the CD in. No, hang on, I think they did the right thing. They stick the CD in, and the CD says, I ain't going to install this, because you've already got a version of this on. So, I come in thinking, oh, this is going to be easy. You know, you just stick the CD in, run it through. I don't know what the problem is. Well, in the add remove programs, it ain't there. So I jump on Google, as all good techie spods would, and it points me to a Packard Bell support website post that basically says, download this .exe file and it will appear in the add remove programs. So I grabbed this .exe file, I ran it, took about, you know, half a second, and there it was. Uninstalled it, installed the disk that they'd bought, and everything was all hunky-dory. I was coming back, and it started to occur to me why would they do this? You know, Packard Bell, the whole ethos of the place is that, you know, they make machines that are easy to use.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that if you renew it online through their system, they must get a big slice of that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why they stop you putting it on without going through that.
You'd think that there'd be a law against that sort of anti-competitive.
You would have thought so,
behavior,
wouldn't you? It so is anti-competitive. But you can't say it is, because Norton are the only ones that are in theory losing out on that deal. And they're obviously happy with it.
That's because they're not losing out.
No, it's a convenience thing. But it just really annoyed me that you buy these machines because they're supposed to be easy to use.
Something like AVG and not Norton.
You have to go on and remove it, or...
Yeah, but they're comparing in mind that they are selling these computers to, want for a better word, idiots.
But I don't know.
Sorry,
how...
I mean tech mics.
Yeah, I don't know how it presents Norton to them when you first turn on a Packard Bell. I don't know whether it says, do you want to enable this, or any of that rubbish.
To be perfectly honest, anything that puts an antivirus on a computer for a noob, I am not against.
No, not at all. But I don't agree with hiding a way to remove it.
No, I don't.
Not many people go into the add remove programs anyway.
If it's a noob who hasn't got a clue, buy Norton. I don't have a problem with that.
Norton's actually nice. I mean, the pack that I posted today, Google Pack, includes a trial for it, and I downloaded it and installed it, and it's actually quite good. It found four viruses on my machine that I had no idea were there.
Well, I use other stuff, but at work I have
they weren't active viruses, they were just sitting in archives.
I was going to say, insecurity sitting in Java archives and stuff.
Never ever going to be run, because they have file names you wouldn't go near with a barge pole. But
they're inside that RAR file full of porn.
Yeah, that's the one. With the one .exe file that says, run me first.
Password.exe.
Or read me first.
.xcr.
That's always a good one. An .exe file
first,
called read me first. Yeah.
Yes.
Gonna run that.
Here's a hint for all you porn mavens out there. Get a Mac!
Can I just say it's not limited to porn? This phenomenon of virus-infested archives.
Whatever you need to say to get you through the day, Scott.
Hey, I'm spending the latter half of this thing reading this thread, so, you know.
That's not porn.
Say no more.
Yes.
That's not porn, it just looks like it.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, it's not even.
I love this post here. How many kids do you have and you're still perky? Damn you for having the boobies I want, pretty booby girl.
What?
You see, you can't get quality like that in real life.
Sorry, actually, anyway. I think I've posted to that thread a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not looking out for your posts, I can tell you that much. I don't want to see your cleavage.
No, there'll be his sliding scale comments.
No! Funnily enough,
I really don't want to go there. Oh, we've passed our target time, by the way.
Have we?
Oh,
yeah, well and truly.
Funny how that happens as soon as somebody mentions my sliding scale.
Shocking, isn't it?
Elliot, could you remind us of what this sliding scale is exactly? Because I'm sure
my sliding scale of the age of consent.
Yeah.
Where it shouldn't just be an absolute cut-off point.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so easy to police an absolute cut-off point. You really want a sliding scale instead.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
do.
It's so impossible to police. It's just because it's Hermione.
But it's
Hermione.
Yeah.
Hey, give it a few years.
A few years, a couple of months.
Really?
She turned 16, yeah.
Does she? Okay.
But that's not Hermione, that's the actress who plays her. That's an entirely different matter. That's what, Emma Watson or something.
Yeah, we need to inform...
She's alright, it's the character I like.
We need to inform our American listeners that the age of consent is 16 in this country. In that,
yes.
This one.
And that's for everyone, not just cousins.
How to generalise a landmass bigger than, well, us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cousin loving freaks.
Yes. We should really wrap this up, you know, before we get sued or worse.
Before we get sued by somebody's uncle.
Yes.
You're not real here, boy.
We have cousins. I am her uncle.
The descent, here it comes.
My parents too.
You can always tell when we've passed the point of no return.
We've passed the point of we really should have stopped by now.
Yeah.
Let's anyway, so there we go for another week.
There we go.
And
we're going to be regular now,
yeah? Yeah, we're going to try and be... Well, we are. We're going to be regular now.
Yes, brand every day.
Can we make a New Year's revelation?
I've got two of those already. I don't want another one.
Oh, good. Oh. Did you see the midnight fireworks at the Eye of Sauron?
No.
What?
London Eye, whatever it's called.
Do you mean the London Eye fireworks? Yes.
No, I didn't. Wasn't it the world's biggest Catherine wheel or something?
It was amazing!
It was rather good.
That was a really, really impressive firework display.
They must
Download
have knocked
it off
up
UK
a couple
Nova,
of... They must have knocked off a couple of million quid's worth of fireworks.
Easy. Easy. Yeah. It was breathtaking.
It was
And it was
impressive.
All around the Eye of Sauron.
I'd have known it was going to be like that, I think I would have tried to get there.
I wouldn't.
Tube strike, notwithstanding.
So let's see. Fireworks.
Just look up,
being
up New Year.
New Year's Live, BBC. Wow.
Yeah, that's
As we could sign 2005, blah, 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 blah.
Ignore the rest, just watch the 10 minutes of fireworks.
Yeah.
Because it is 10 minutes of constant amazing fireworks.
It really was quite impressive.
Well, in that case...
Oh, and you've started crackling.
What, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that?
You need a new mic, man.
Hang on. There we go.
Hey, what the hell was that? Nope, still doing it.
Kick your dual 2 GHz G5.
Blame the Mac.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably just BitTorrent kicking in, saying.
Yeah. it's not bandwidth. It's the number of connections it's trying to make.
Are you doing a WKD advert over there or something?
No, but I saw those while I was over in Scotland for Christmas. Mm. Hey, the news!
Lovely. Anyway, wrap up.
Wrap up, you crackling
bastard. Wrap up warm.
We need to come up with a or list of something to talk about next week.
Yeah. Anyone want to name them? Tell us what to talk about. podcast@podcast.org.
Give us topic.
Actually,
if
people want something investigated or tried or subverted, talk to Spatch.
Corrupted.
If you want us to talk about something, talk to any of us.
Give us
something to do. Otherwise,
how do they get in contact with us?
Or if you want to take a perfectly good racetrack and rename it after all your favourite sci-fi baddies, like Kallenborg did, I think.
What?
Instead of calling it Zoltan or whatever, I think he called it Zoltan or something really quite hilarious.
Speaking of which, the Merciless is going to be head instead of the lion-drunk Charles Kennedy.
You don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah, right. Okay, would you bet against him?
No.
He's Ming the Merciless from Planet
Mongo. It's Minus or something, isn't it?
Mingus. That's right. Menzies.
No, it's Menzies. Yeah, that's it. Menzies.
Mingus.
Sir Mingus.
Yeah.
Sir Mingus Campbell.
Because he Mings.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's from the planet Mongo. His name's Ming the Merciless.
Ming from Mongo.
Is that like Ace Garp the Bart from Parp?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Let's go. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye, everyone. Bye, Ned.
Bye, Ned.
Happy New Year!
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
Just hear you crackling at the front.
If we're done, we're done. I'll get on with this show notes. We can have them tomorrow.
I'll let Rachel use her computer.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Bye, folks.
Bye.